You are now listening to the Vitalize Podcast. Hey yo, welcome back to the Vitalize Podcast. You are here with your friendly neighborhood host, Mr. Marcus Black, and I'm so incredibly excited to be with you today. Listen. And that last episode was a doozy. Thank y'all so much for sharing and caring. Yo, my dreamers, I see you. That's what I'm talking about, man. Make it real with urgency. Go get the dream because you can. If you have no idea what I'm talking about because you skipped an episode or a new friend just shared this with you, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. If you haven't gathered yet, we are big energy, full of love, full of life, all positive, all gas, no brakes. And if that's for you, you came to the right place. But if you want to know what I'm talking about, go check out the last episode, man. It was really impactful. I promise you won't regret it. I will never waste your time. I'm here to really pour into you and to really make it known just how incredible life can be if you're willing to put in the work and do your part. So you do your part, and I'm going to do my part. God will do his part, and we'll meet a lot of success, right? So I want to talk to you about something today that's actually pivotal on my heart, right? And I did this thing. I've done it a few times now. There's this guy on the internet. You may or may not have heard of him. His name is Keith Lee, and this guy is doing remarkable things on the planet, man. He is just a vessel of God who is serving and doing the most good in the food community, helping small family restaurants and businesses keep their doors open and bringing them lots of prosperity. And he had a heart to do so. Shout out to him. So it inspired me so much that I made a podcast episode called The Keith Lee Effect. And it was crazy. It went crazy. The video got a redonkulous amount of views. The little promo videos. That podcast is one of the more popular ones we've had to date. And then just here recently, I did the same thing again, talking and unpacking the Super Bowl phenomenon that happened with the one and only Taylor Swift over the course of the NFL football season, and how the world was hating this young lady for no apparent reason, because ain't none of y'all sat at her lunch table or dinner table and actually gotten to know her heart, hear her heart, and spend any time with her. So any reason you hate her had to be hearsay or something that really is trivial in the grand scheme of things. So I made an episode about the Taylor Swift effect, which is basically her choosing to show up in spite of the adversity and live and love life, which is something we all can learn from. And that one went really well as well. There were some people who still didn't like it and like, man, you saying she's a light and God is the light. Bro, I'm a Christian. You ain't got to tell me I know God is the light. I believe that. But if I'm not mistaken, I read in a very good book that I'm supposed to let my light shine as well so that men can see. So if I say this person let their light shine in a chaotic, adverse situation, why would you go and talking about God is the light? Yeah, duh, obviously. I'm not disagreeing with you. Anywho, another story for another day. That's not why we're here. But this is an idea that just kind of hit me, and I think I might run with it because I'm like, those have been very popular, and I basically have taken notable figures, people who are doing impactful things in the world, and showed the effect they have on the world and how the lessons that we can learn from them. So this week, I got another person that I want to bring to you, and is no stranger to most of you. Many of you know exactly who this is, but to those of you who don't, you're going to learn about an incredible human today, and you're going to become a fan instantly. I know it because I know the caliber of this human being, man. He is incredible. He is a creator. He is an award-winning musician and artist. He is a filmmaker. He is newly engaged, and he is just a remarkable man. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I can 100% say with my whole heart, I would not be who or where I am today without this individual. And that's crazy because the majority of me getting to where I am, some of y'all listened to the last episode already and you heard me talk about this in this individual and this Ananias experience. And some of y'all like, he's speaking French to me right now. Don't worry, I'm going to bring you into the loop and I'm going to catch you up because secrets don't make friends. So I want to make sure that you are aware of what we're talking about as well. But as I was thinking about this individual, man, like I said, he's all these things. He is a community impactor. He is a leader. He is a servant. He's a man of God, and he is a friend. And this man's name is Sean C. Johnson, S-E-A-N, C. Johnson. And I want to talk to you today about the Sean Johnson effect. And you guys are used to me yelling at the camera, and I intentionally got a little bit somber isn't the word. That's just my tone, man. So this is something I learned psychologically. I'm just about to teach y'all something because that's how my brain works. Whenever you're talking to a person and they're communicating and you ask them a question, if they immediately look up when you ask them the question, it means they're thinking about their answer. If you ask a person a question and they look down, it means they're feeling. And they're going to give you an answer based on what they feel. And if you now rewind, if you're watching this, if you're not, I'll just tell you, as I was thinking about Sean Johnson, I was looking down. And the reason I was looking down is because I was feeling very deeply in my own heart gratitude for my brother and my friend and the role that he played as my Ananias. And I wouldn't be here today. Like, not saying I wouldn't be alive. That's God, obviously. But I mean, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be sitting in front of you doing this. Because when all of this was just a dream and all of this was like a pipe dream, and before any of this became real, Sean played a role in my story. And the role that he played was pivotal. Matter of fact, he plays several roles in the same stories. And I'm going to tell you about those stories today and help you see. And maybe the goal is not, obviously the goal is like, I want to give Sean his flowers while he's still here to receive them. But the goal is also for you to see yourself in Sean and how you can be someone else's Ananias, how you can go and make a difference and an impact on somebody else's life. And I want to talk to you and start with the story. So I know this guy has been making music for years and he's well known around the world. He's sold out shows in London and Canada. I mean, this guy's been like all over the world singing and performing, and his music is touching millions. I mean, some of you seen the Oprah Winfrey's hit show Greenleaf. One of his songs was featured on Greenleaf, they sang. And I'm just like, wow, man, that is so crazy and so impactful. But I want to give you four principles that I learned from Sean, just like I did with Taylor, from him and his life and the way that he's chosen to live. And if you take these four principles and you apply them into your own life, I guarantee you'll be better for it, right? So the first principle is this, and this is one, and it is always lead with kindness. Always lead with kindness. Kindness is an antidote for many of the ills in the world. If people were just a little more kind, I read a quote once that said, if you could be anything in the world, be kind. Why would you be that? Why would you be this? Why would you be hateful? Why would you be evil? Why? When you can be kind, it costs you nothing. And so I'm telling you to lead with kindness because that's medicine for a sick world. And I remember years ago, this is my first introduction to the human being I'm telling you about right now. I don't know who he is. He don't know who I am. I'm working in corporate America. Ooh, watch this thing come full circle. Some of y'all who listened to the last episode remember me telling you about being empty working in corporate America. Well, this one particular day, I'm sitting in corporate America, and I'm having a horrible day. And one of my friends said, you know what, man, let's go eat today. I said, yeah, bro, let's do it because I'm not feeling okay. He said, okay, meet me in the garage. Let's go. We're going to go to this place. I want you to try it. You ever been to Urban Roots? I'm like, bro, been to what? Where are you trying to take me, bro? I'm not plant-based. He said, no. It's not like that. It's Urban Roots. It's a place that's deeply ingrained into the community and culture. Like it's the culmination of the culinary world as well as the arts, the culinary arts and the creative arts, and they kind of rest at the cornerstone between those two things in the community. And I'm like, bro, you speaking my language all the way. Where are we going? Let's pull up. So we go to Urban Roots and I ordered a gumbo and it was amazing. And I remember sitting there and thinking over my day and the kind of day I had, and my guy was talking and we were laughing, and I was glad to get out of the office for a little while. And then it happened. I heard melodies from heaven, not Kirk Franklin's song, but literal melodies from heaven. And it was so good. I stopped mid bite, dropped my spoon and said, yo, what is that heavenly sound and where is it coming from? He said, oh, you don't know that voice? I said, bro, I don't know that voice, but I need to know. I'm going to learn today. And he said, bro, that's Sean Johnson. He said it like, you know, that's Michael Jackson. I was like, I don't know Sean Johnson, but I need to know Sean Johnson. So I go in and I watch, and apparently they're having a show that night, and Sean's sound checking. And I listened to a couple songs. I forgot about the food. That food, I don't even want the food no more. That's how good this was. And look at me. Look at my little chipmunk cheeks. If I'm telling you that I forgot about food because the music was so good, then you know it was good. But as we were listening, Sean finishes his set. And I have to go up and introduce myself because y'all know me, the social butterfly. And I'm like, hey, man. I just have to say that was some of the greatest music I've ever heard. I just want to thank you for sharing your gift and your art with the world. He said, well, thank you, man. I said, listen, I said, is there any way, like, can I stream your music? Is it like, is there any way I can purchase it? Like, how can I support you and your music? He said, oh, yeah, man, there's a way. He said, give me a moment. And he walked away. I don't know where he went. He went out the door. A few moments later, Sean reemerges into Urban Roots and he comes back with a couple of CDs, albums that he had recorded. This is dating. This is how you know this was years ago. Because if I told somebody brought me a CD today, they're going to be like, bro, what year is it again? Yeah, this was a few years ago. So that's how you're about to watch this journey unfold. But this was my first interaction with Sean Johnson. He brought me a CD. He said, this is for you. And I said, bro, whoa, no, man. Now, what he didn't know was that was a tremendous blessing to me because I didn't have a lot of extra money, but I didn't care because I wanted to support him. And he still was able to just gift me with that. And I never forgot that. Because now there's all the, I will hear his name everywhere after that. I followed him on social. I saw him all over the city. People talked about him. I'm like, dang, this dude really out here. He popping. But I felt like I got to know his heart. So as much as people talked about him, the legend that he is, I felt like in that moment it taught me who he really was because nobody was watching. He didn't know me. I had nothing to offer him. And he still was kind. Are you kind when nobody's watching? Are you kind when you know you stand something to gain? Only when you know you stand something to gain? Or are you kind just because kindness is the way you live your life? And I hope I'm putting something on your mind right now. Because Sean would lead with kindness. I've never seen Sean be unkind to a human. I'm going to tell you some stories as we go on, and you're going to realize how intertwined our relationship became. But I've never seen him be unkind. And there is a reason why he has the success he has, both as an artist, as a musician, and as a filmmaker with his first indie film going crazy and doing numbers and people loving the story and wanting to see him develop the series. That's because of the kindness that he so freely sows around. You reap what you sow. So are you sowing kindness? Because if you're not, you need to be. Because I would love for you to reap the benefit and the reward of your having a kind heart. And Sean Johnson is a kind human. He cares for people. Deeply. He cares for me. One day I was having a very bad day, man. And I mean, those don't happen often. I mean, that first very bad day, like, dang, how often you have bad days? It's two bad days you're talking about. It's crazy how Sean Johnson was around on both those bad days. But the first bad day was like, this was years. I'm not saying I never have bad days, but they don't happen often. They're stretched out. I'm pretty happy-go-lucky, cheerful dude. Takes a lot to get under my skin and to get me down because I've been through a lot. But this is years later, and Sean sees me, and he knows I'm down. And he said, man, let's go eat, man. And that just shows that he was kind enough to notice, which leads me right into number two. So always lead with kindness. But number two is always be thoughtful. Always be thoughtful. Sean Johnson is one of the most thoughtful human beings that I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, and really what it is it comes down to the power of perspective. So to be thoughtful means to be filled with thought. You can be thinking about things that so many people react and just act and they don't think. And they run over people and they mistreat people and they belittle people. But that day I was having a rough day. Sean thought of me And he thought enough for us to go eat to separate me from the environment so that it could benefit and uplift and edify my heart. I can tell you several situations where things have gotten ridiculously stressful. See, what I didn't tell you is Sean and I would go on and we would work together later, right? But let me not tell you that part of the story. I'm going to come back to that. Remind me to come back to that. So I told you about the first time we met, and then I'm going to get into this thoughtful. Because watch this. Watch it. But I got to tell you this other story first. So that first time we met, I saw him. He gave me the CD. Never forgot it. He was super kind. After that, we wind up, this is years later, I'm working. And I'm working in my season at the church. And I'm going through some things internally. And I'm starting to wrestle with, like, what is my actual purpose on the planet? And what am I supposed to be doing? I unpacked this last episode. In this season, this is where things got crazy. So there's a particular guy, you know him, he just was on the podcast, Mr. Trent Shelton. Shout out to Trent Shelton. That's my brother. Love him to death. That's my dude, right? Now, but he wasn't always my dude. I had to get to know him and we built the relationship. Sean Johnson was at the core of how all of that came about. So I had met Trent once at his event. We connected. It was a good connection. And then we connected on social, but that was it. I was supportive on social as I had been. That's where we were. Now, almost a year later, Sean Johnson has a show in Dallas. And I just happen to know some of the band members. So I'm talking to some of the band members, and they're telling me they got a show in Dallas with Sean Johnson because they play in the band for Sean. They got a show in Dallas. They're telling me this for weeks. I'm like, that's cool, man. I'm happy you're going to Dallas. I'm not thinking anything of it. But around the same time, I start seeing Trent Shelton post online that he has a show in Dallas. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Trent got a show in Dallas. That's not, I mean, he's from Texas. So, okay, that's cool. He got a show in Dallas. It wasn't until Thursday, the week of Trent and Sean's show, that I realized they were playing the same place. They had the same show. So my friend is sitting with me, the musician, and he's constantly telling me that they about to go to Dallas for Sean's show. And I'm like, wait, I see a flyer Trent post on Instagram and I see Sean's face on it. And I said, bro, is the show you're going to perform at with Sean Johnson the same show Trent Shelton speaking at? You going to the same place? He said, I don't know, man. What you mean? I don't know the details. I just know Sean said we rolling, so we rolling. I said, bro, what? Speak about that trust, man. If Sean just say we doing something and the whole squad say we doing it and we don't even need to know what we doing, we just doing it because we got enough trust for you to know it's good if you brought it to us. What does that tell you about the type of caliber of human we're talking about? And so I said, must be nice that you going. You know I'm trying to connect with this dude, man. That's crazy. Like, oh, well. So that's what I said. Well, my friend goes, texts Sean, and comes back to me like 15 minutes later. Say, hey, bro, Sean said you can roll with us. I was totally joking. I had no idea he was going to actually go and ask Sean. My man's, Darnell, shout out to you, brother. He goes, texts Sean. Sean says he can roll. Sean doesn't know me. Now, we met that one time and he gave me the CD, but you know how many people he meets and is kind to? That's just how he lives his life. He don't remember me by name. That was years ago. And in this situation, Sean says you can go. He can go. He can roll. He can carpool with us. Sure. He can have access to the green room. Sure. He can be a part honorary part of the band. Sure. Without even knowing me. Always lead with kindness. Because what Sean didn't know, even though he was just being himself, even though he was just being kind, Sean didn't know he was being Ananias in my life because he was just being obedient to what God told him to do, not knowing what God was orchestrating on the back end for my life and what he was going to make it become. He was setting the stage. We get to Dallas. I'm hanging in the green room. All of the speakers, all of the singers, like Jonathan Traylor was in there. Shout out to him if you don't know who that is. Critically, not critically, world acclaimed gospel recording artist. And he was in there. He led the worship. It was a crazy situation. It was amazing. But I remember a time where the band had to leave the green room. I'm in the green room only because of him. I'm not even supposed to be in here. But God orchestrated all of that. And I'll spare you all the details. But by the end of that night, I wound up in that green room one-on-one with Trent Shelton. If y'all don't know what a green room is, that's the place where speakers go before and after they speak to gather themselves, compose themselves. Like, nobody's supposed to have access to that but security and other people on the stage. I'm not even supposed to be back there. If it wasn't for Sean Johnson's obedience, I wouldn't have been back there. That's where Trent and I were able to really connect again for the second time. And that set the foundation for the relationship he and I have today. If you know the story, you know Trent went on. I went on to work with him. And that's from that's another hero I'll tell you about one day, Les Thomas Sr. I'll tell you about that hero one day. And we'll give you his effect. But today, I would go on to work with Trent, and he would show me the way. He would open the doors. He would train me. He would develop me and create the foundation of everything you really see me doing today. But that started that day with that relationship being solidified with Sean Johnson saying yes to a guy he didn't even know because of the kindness that God placed in his own heart. Wow, man. So after that happened, watch this. I'm on the way to Dallas in the car with Sean Johnson and with the band. And I remember thinking, boy, have you lost your mind? You are crazy. You are driving to another state on a potential chance that you might get to say hi to Trent Shelton, not knowing if he's going to, like, you know he's going to be there, but not knowing if you're going to see him, not knowing if you're going to get to talk to him. Like, bro, you just changed your whole family's plans for the weekend. I told you that conversation happened on Thursday. The show was Friday. So I had to cancel my weekend plans with the wife and say, hey, I know we planned all this stuff for months, but I'm about to go out of town. I know it don't make sense, but I just feel like I'm supposed to do this. Me and Trent connected all off Sean Johnson's yes. Now, after that, I remember sitting in that car on the way down there thinking, bro, you crazy. I said, but God, if I'm not crazy, and what I think is supposed to actually happen is gonna happen, then it's not up to me. I'm getting out the way. I can't control it. I can't manipulate it. If it's meant to be and we're meant to connect, it's gonna happen. Plain as day. If we're not, then I'll know it wasn't meant to be, and I'll take it, and I'll go on about my business. I'll go back to my job. I'll work it, even though I don't feel it's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'll go do that if that's what you want me to do. But if I'm not crazy, you'll find a way for me to connect with this man and validate and verify what I'm thinking. And I gave it to God, and we got to Dallas. And I wound up in that room one-on-one with Trent. He poured into me. He gave me notes. He validated me, solidifying a connection we would go on to build upon. And I left that place saying, God, I'm not crazy. Because of the Sean Johnson effect, because of his forward thinking, because of his kindness, because of his thoughtfulness, I'm able to now live my dream. Because Sean was obedient. Are you obedient? Ooh, have you been obedient? There's things you know God is telling you to do, but you are blocking your own blessings by choosing to not be kind. Be a Sean Johnson in the world. Not him specifically, but the essence of the kind and compassionate heart. Because that changes lives, my friend. Change mine. So, as I think about the remainder of that story, I'm headed back home. You fast forward a little while longer, and it's the end of the year, and I've already connected. I knew I wasn't crazy. I talked to my superiors. I told them I love the church and what the work I'm doing, but there's another work I'm supposed to be doing. It's this work. It's what I'm doing today. You get to reap the benefits. But then I was scared. I wasn't sure. And that is where Sean Johnson, again, we still don't know each other yet. He just keep appearing. He had an album release party in Oklahoma City, and he invited this individual named Shy Speaks. They did it together. They had the same manager, and that's how they built an incredible connection. Got the tour together. But Shy came and opened for Sean on his album release party. And I went to the album release party. and Shy Speaks shared a song which was the basis of the entire last episode of the podcast. So I'm not going to unpack that in detail. You have to go listen to that one. But that was when I got the full green light, all gas, no brakes, M Black Speaks today that you know and love today. That's where that became real. And again, what's the catalyst? Sean Johnson, here we are again. So all of this because of his kindness and his thoughtfulness, that's points one and two, lessons that I learned from him that changed people's lives. It changed mine. Because when I made up in my mind to go, that's when I fully left my job. That's when I stepped into this. I stepped into the podcast world. I stepped into the authoring world. I stepped into the content creation world. I stepped into my world, this public speaker world. I stepped into it all from a spur that was spurred into my heart by Shy Speaks' song, Go. Which all I only knew who she was because of back Sean C. Johnson. What? Because he was kind. Because he was obedient. Because he was thoughtful. Because he was himself. And I want to challenge you to be kind and to be thoughtful. Learn from his life, because I can tell you so many times when somebody's not down or somebody's not okay, or even when things get tense and everybody's mad, Sean's so thoughtful. He's always going to be the one to say, well, have you thought about what this person may be feeling or what would cause them to be acting that way? And it's like, dang, man, I'm angry. I don't want to think about what's making them. I don't want to think about their humanity. I just want to be mad. But his thoughtfulness taught me, always think about, consider the alternative, man. Think about the other side. If the shoe was on the other foot and you were going through what they were going through, how would you feel? How would you respond? Noted, my man. So I'll give you these last couple before I land the plane. Number three is Sean taught this lesson and everybody can learn from it, man. Boundaries are blessings. Boundaries are blessings. So I told you, after all of that stuff I just told you, I would leave my full-time job at the church, but I actually took a job within an organization, Youth for Christ, where we mentor inner-city at-risk youth with Les Thomas, with Sean Johnson, with Fred. That's my guy, man. Frederick Montgomery, and like, you know, just our team, man. We had a family. There's a lot of us guys in there doing work together, and it was a lot of fun. But in that situation, in that season, like, I got to get to know Sean intimately. I got to get to know him, and I got to thank him. And I got to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for the human you are. Bro, when you didn't even know me, you did all of this for me. And he was like, wow, you did this for me, bro. You did this for me. You did this for me. And so then we were able to build a friendship. And through this friendship, I was able to share my dreams with him and what I want to do. And so what's crazy is all those dreams I shared with him became true, and he was the first person to come and celebrate. He was the first person to be like, man, I'm so proud of you, bro. You did it. You said it and you did it. He said, a lot of people say it, but you did it. What? That felt, man, that full circle moment, I'll never forget that or him, right? But this is a big lesson he taught me in that season where I got to know him closely, and that's that boundaries are blessings. Boundaries are blessings. Listen, guys, I'm going to say it. Boundaries are blessings. If you don't realize that, if you just have a world with no boundaries and none for yourself or none for other people with you, you will find yourself burnt out, run down, feeling terrible all the time, depressed, anxious, anxiety running amok in your mind and your life. You have to create and set boundaries. Otherwise, people will mistreat you. You have to teach people how to treat you. Sean is an introvert. He loves people well, but he's an introvert. And so if there's a time where it's like, hey, man, Sean, come to this party, he's like, I love y'all, but party is not what's best for me at this moment. And some people would be like, dang, man, like, you invited him and he ain't come. Yeah, no, because he was looking out for himself. The world could stand to learn. You could stand to learn from creating a boundary, because if you go and put yourself in an uncomfortable situation at the expense of making somebody else happy, meanwhile your soul is being drained, then the world doesn't get the best you. You can't be kind. You can't be thoughtful because you're not healthy. You're not whole. You're not refreshed because you're angry and you're upset because you let people run over you. That don't mean be ugly. It just means protect yourself or protect your peace. Throw it back a couple episodes. Because boundaries, as Trent Shelton says, are bridges. They're not barriers. Boundaries are bridges. They teach people the right way to interact with you. And I had a hard time saying no. No, I could not say no. Ooh, I couldn't say no. But Sean Johnson, he taught me how to say no, and he taught me it was okay to say no. And to the person that's out here being a yes man and saying yes to everything, wanting everybody to love you, wanting everybody to like you, that's not realistic. Even people who, there's people who will smile in your face and still dislike you. There's not a time on the planet in existence where somebody was liked by everybody, even Jesus. Nobody's liked by everybody. You won't be liked by everybody, and that's okay. So set your boundary. Don't be trying to be out here people pleasing and saying yes to everybody, because every time you say yes to something else, it's a no to yourself. So sometimes it's good to deny yourself and say yes to other people because that's a servant-hearted person. But if that's all you do is say yes to everything and everyone else and you always say no to yourself, you get the short end of the stick and you burn out and you land in fetal position crying on your living room floor while they're living their best life. We don't want that for anybody. So practice boundaries. And the fourth and final lesson from my man, Sean C. Johnson, that he models better than anybody I know, is that you are created by the Creator to be creative. You're created by the Creator to be creative. Sean is one of the most creative humans I know, but he expresses himself in a way that is no other way to describe it other than genius. If you go and Google him, if you haven't yet, and you want to find him, it's at Sean C. Johnson, S-E-A-N-C Johnson. And you want to look him up and you want to see what he's about. Look at the things that he creates in the world, because everything he creates in the world is positive. It is impactful. It is deeply soul stirring. It is heartwarming. And what it does is model who and what God called all of us to be, because Sean has gifts that a lot of the world don't have with those golden vocals. But you have gifts a lot of the world don't have. I have gifts a lot of the world don't have. We all have gifts that each other does not have. But if you're not showing up intentionally to create, to be creative, which the Creator set for you on the planet to do at this appointed time to do it, what are you really doing? That's your example. Go look it up. I dare you to go listen to Mountains by Sean C. Johnson, like the other millions of people who stream that song, telling us that God didn't give us mountains to be barriers. He gave us mountains to take us higher in his life. The adversities you face only make you stronger. That was his way of telling the world. And he's always telling the world. And he's gifting the world. And he's pouring into the world. He is a gift to those who know him and those who don't. So I'm challenging you to get to know him, because you won't regret it. Get to know him, because you wouldn't be listening to my voice if it wasn't for him living out these principles. Get to know him and then ultimately extract the principles and live them for yourself, because you'll become somebody's hero. You'll be somebody's highlight. You will be the catalyst for change. You will be what helps someone else become what they're meant to become. So go do it. Go live it. Go breathe it. Go become that which you were meant to become, so you can help somebody else become what they were meant to become, because you can.